This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Far, far away. Thank you for coming back to me. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Hello everyone, welcome to the programme, pre-recorded in my house in North Manchester. That delightful bit of sunshiny pop was The Great Lake Swimmers and She Comes in Dreams, and I'll tell you about the theme of the show in just a minute. First of all, a big thanks to Green Gartside for filling in for me over the last few weeks. I have missed you all terribly. But thanks to my bosses at Six as well for letting me have some time off to release Elbow's records. We're all very happy with it. Very happy new. But yeah, cheers, Green, and thanks to you lot for still being here listening when I got back. That tune started with a boxer beat. A boxer beat is what, I think it's a term that Elbow uses and nobody else does. It's probably come from the song Doing the Boxer Beat by Joe Boxers, which was a single when we were kids. But we've always used the term to refer to a drum beat, which is the snare drum on the beat, every beat. We've always called that a boxer beat. So I've picked you a load of songs that feature that. What else have we got on the programme? The Beckopedia will be dropping by, of course. Yeah, hitting us up with her musical, extraordinary musical knowledge. What else have we got? Oh, my featured artist this week is The Bees. And I'll be telling you all about my travels. I've been to Europe and I've turned 40. I've turned 40 since we last spoke. But don't worry, I've brought myself an ergonomic, very ugly, but ergonomic, posturepedic chair to do the show from. Can you hear my postures better already? If you just sort of picture Margot Fonteyn, you wouldn't be far wrong there, I don't think. My boxer beat theme was inspired by this new tune from Little Dragon. If you're a regular listener, you'll know how much I love this band. They've not let us down. It's called Clap Clap. It's from their forthcoming record. I'm a bigger fan than Keaveney. He reckons he's a bigger fan. He's not. And you'll hear the boxer beat right at the front of this tune. Welcome, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Coral shorelines with the river on watery eyes.
changed my middle name to Little Dragon. I love them that much. I just think they're great. That was Clap Clap. Hasn't she got an amazing voice? And it's just so tasteful and stylish musically as well. Do you think it's brilliant? There you go. Let's keep it electronic. It's put me in mind of the Animal Collective. This tune's called My Girls from the Merriweather Post Pavilion. And it features a very touching lyric about building a house, presumably for his wife and daughter or daughters. It's absolutely great. I love its post-dance aesthetics. It's something we drew on when making our own record recently. It's got that post. It's all stuff that you heard in the clubs, but it ain't club music. Once again, Animal Collective here on 6 Music, the greatest radio station on earth, and this is My Girls. We'll be right back. love it. Animal Collective and My Girls from the album Merryweather Post Pavilion. I hope you're having a pleasant Sunday, everyone. My theme this week is the Boxer Beat, as Elbovo was called it. I really did think it was common parlance. If you've got another name for this insistent snare drum beat that I'm talking about, let us know. Or if you can shed any light on the origins of the song, the Boxer Beat, where did it come from? Joe Boxers, were you in Joe Boxers? Do you want to get in touch and talk to us about it? Or leave us a little answer, phone message or something? Let's keep it happening. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. We're going to hear from the Beckopedia after this one. It's Elvis Costello. It's using that there Boxer Beat. And it's Pump It Up. Why don't you? Elvis Costello and Pump It Up.
Radcliffe and Maconie.
A kind of radio version of The Culture Show. Highbrow.
I'm talking to Jeremy Deller.
There's no point doing that sort of art, really.
There seems to be a feeling that some modern artists, it's a kind of hermetically sealed, inward-looking world.
It can be.
Lowbrow.
Rufus Wainwright.
I believe that the best medicine to criticism is write songs about how horrible they are.
Monobrow. I'm dead into space.
They're always going on about all these spacewalks and all that, and you know, and the jobs they're doing is always just like changing one little element for another.
Is it not dangerous enough?
It's so dull.
You've never watched Star Wars, have you?
No.
You might find you get a lot out of it. It seems it might tick a lot of your boxes.
Yeah, maybe. I can see where I've gone wrong now.
Radcliffe and Maconie.
All the brows covered.
Weekdays from 1.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Here now is our mystery musical history girl. It's the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. One of the sad things about early 20th century jazz music is that so much of it was performed, but by comparison, so little of it was recorded. it leaves me with a sneaking suspicion that although there were lots of stars from that era who made it onto shellac, there are many more and perhaps even greater musicians who never saw a microphone and consequently are now lost to us forever. That's why it amazes me when I come across a brilliant musician who has been recorded, but who remains almost as obscure as those long-forgotten live performers. Meet Oren Thaddeus, better known as Hot Lips Page, a spectacularly talented jazz trumpeter born in Texas in 1908. He backed blues singers such as Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey, worked in Kansas City at the height of its jazz explosion, played and sang with Count Basie's Reno Club Orchestra, toured extensively with his own band, and made over 200 recordings. And yet, since his early death in 1954, he's been largely neglected by music historians. Maybe the magnificent musicians of the jazz era were just too many to count, but when you hear his soaring, scorching performance of Basie's Lafayette, Hot Lips Page is certainly worth remembering. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
As chosen by our mystery musical history girl, the all-knowing Beckopedia. Isn't she wonderful? I want to play you a song now by the Middle East. Stop me if you've heard it. Oh, you can't. It's called Blood, and I was delighted to find out that we were going to be on the same stage as the Middle East at an Australian festival called Splendour in the Grass, which is an amazing place in Australia, which the name of which escapes me at the moment, but it's almost semi-tropical. It was amazing, beautiful day. So I knew the Middle East were playing. I just got into them. I was a huge fan. So I moved all my promo schedule. I got all my interviews out of the way so that I could go and watch them play. Even so, I missed them. I got to the side of the stage just in time to see them walk off. I collared the drummer and I said, "Do you know, I'm such a huge fan. I'm really disappointed. I've never seen you play live." And he looked really upset and he said, "I'm afraid that was our last gig." I was like, "Ever?" And you're like, "Yeah, we're breaking up." So not only did I miss them, I missed the only opportunity I would have had to miss them ever. Anyway, here are the Middle East. They left us some beautiful music. This is Blood.
But your beard someday might be. As you woke up in a cold sweat on the floor, next to a family portrait drawn when you were four, and beside a jar of 2 cent coins that I'll never get no more. She lay aside. Thank you. back to the room you made on the mountain side. We had a really terrible thing that's paid this far. Lucky streets. When you find somebody you can play, and you'll follow the creek that runs out into the sea, and you'll find a piece of the Lord.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Tom Sanders. The former Dynasty actress Kate O'Mara has died at the age of 74. She died this morning in a Sussex nursing home after a short illness. She'll be also remembered for roles in Doctor Who and Howard's Way. A group of relatives of Chinese passengers who were on the missing Malaysian airliner have arrived in Kuala Lumpur to demand answers from the authorities. Here's a representative of the group, Jiang Hui.
We want the Malaysian government to apologise for withholding information and for mishandling the operation. And we call on the airline manufacturers to come and meet us. It has been 22 days and we haven't heard from them. What are they worried about?
The US Secretary of State John Kerry will meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Paris to discuss the crisis in Ukraine. President Putin has insisted he wants a diplomatic solution, but Washington is suspicious. A climber has died on Ben Nevis. The man, who was 57 and from the Glasgow area, was walking with another man on Britain's highest peak when he fell to his death. The charity Guide Dogs has warned that vehicles parked on pavements have created no-go areas for blind and partially sighted people. It says 70% of the public in a YouGov poll supported the idea of a new law banning motorists from parking on pavements. A spokesman for Guide Dogs, James White.
Parking on pavement isn't allowed unless there's a very good reason for it to be allowed. I think that London being such a popular city and it seems to work well there, so we would very much urge action taken so that situation is replicated everywhere else.
Finally, a North London school, which has organised a campaign to allow a 19-year-old student to remain in the country, says she won't be deported tonight as originally planned. 165,000 people have signed a petition calling on the Mauritian student Yashika Bagarithia to be allowed to stay. So that's a look at the Six Music News. The next update at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. 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 Ocean child. Sing the song of love, Julia, Julia. Seashell eyes, windy smile calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, Julia. Julia, sleeping sound. Song of love, Julia. Calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia.
Favourite Beatles tune, that was of course Julia. It's got two great lyrics in there. I like the opening line, half of what I say is meaningless. Given the amount of speculation that Beatles fans placed on their psychedelic lyrics, I thought it was a really honest thing to say. Half of what I say is meaningless. And then of course the other great line, which is just some smashing philosophy if you write songs for a living, is when I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind. I long ago put that, I wrote that across the bottom of a photograph of Elbow that my friend Ben Hillier took of us in Parr Street Studios in Liverpool. And I wrote that legend at the bottom and I have it hung on the wall of whatever room I work in to this day. There you go. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, here in my repulsive looking but very comfortable ergonomic chair. Cracking on, you see, 40 years of age. The theme of the programme this week is the Boxer Beat. I'm going to play you a tune by Pearly Gate Music.
He's related. I think he's the brother of the drummer from Fleet Foxes. And he's on Simon Raymond's Bella Union Records, which is, I've made no secret, my favourite record label in the world. Put some beautiful music out, he has, Simon. I spent New Year's Eve with him and his lovely wife, Abby, and Peter Jobson, and a bunch of friends in Brooklyn. Had a right good time. He can cut a rug, can Simon, you know what I mean? Anyway, it has the Boxer Beat, the theme of this week's show, the insistent drum beat, which I'm focusing on this week. It's called Big Escape, and it's delightful and lo-fi. Pearly Gate Music by Pearly Gate Music and Big Escape. I love that line. We got fired. We got fired up. Isn't that great? Full of passion. Full of summer romance. Just great. This next tune will be no surprise to any of you with a bit of a musical ear. If you're doing a show with a boxer beat and you're from Manchester and you were a teenager in the 90s, then this is a very important tune for you.
Sleep at night.
Is it the most confident lyric ever written? I am the resurrection and I am the light. Brilliant. The Stone Roses and I am the resurrection. If you haven't seen Shane Meadows' documentary on their recent reformation, you really should see it. It re-establishes them as icons. It's a really, really well-made film called Made of Stone. In fact, I think I noticed that it's just become available on DVD. But I won't ruin it for you, but the opening and closing shots are just amazing. It's just a really, really well-made thing.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me this afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. The best thing about doing these shows for me is the thing that is also the most heartbreaking, and that is I don't have to create the music. Having the yoke on your shoulders of doing it all, it's never as good as you want it to be. But when I can pick and choose from all the music I love, it's always better than I want it to be. I would hope after these shows to be remembered for my strange voice and I don't know enjoyable Sunday afternoons in 2014.
Iggy Pop
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I do love this next one from Bonnie Prince Billy. It's called Cursed Sleep, and what makes the tune is this incredible howling backing vocal. I've forgotten her name. I'll go and find it while you listen to the tune. Bonnie Prince Billy with the mystery backing vocalist for now and Cursed Sleep. Happy Sunday again.
Sweetly unpretending, that the night was always ending. She breathed lightly right next to me. I dreamed of her. Said love is new.
while she sleeps her song enfolding. Epic song, it tells of how, while she and I are living now.
Bonnie Prince Billy and Cursed Sleep, and that was Dawn McCarthy from Fawn Fables doing the BV, a frequent collaborator of the Bonnie Prince. She's got an incredible voice, hasn't she? I'm going to play you a tune by by Ace of Hearts called Green Pitch. This song reminds me very much of starting to do my radio programme for Six Music all those years ago. I don't know how long it is, 6 or 7 years that I've been doing it now. Remarkable. Still loving it though. It's got a great bit of trumpet work on it. It's a really peaceful bit of perfect Sunday afternoon music. You know what I mean?
A chill in my chest, right from the start. An ace up your sleeve, like through a heart. Blood from soft needles can almost seem silly. Broken morning on your warm melon belly. To think that I will one day blush below her almost sacred smile.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Where we meet.
Sad but beautiful song, Blur from the album 13 and No Distance Left to Run. This next tune is by a band called The Acorn, who I heard through this very programme because Simon Raymond's Belly Union Records put out their albums. This is Flood Part 2, and I fell in love with the album Glory Hope Mountain, which is, long story short, the lead singer Ralph of The Acorn. His father died unexpectedly. His father died when relatively young. I think his dad worked for the UN or something. And he realised that he didn't really know enough about his father's life. So he started interviewing his mother about her life because he didn't want the same thing to happen with him and his mother. He found out so much that he didn't know about her. Before she met his father, she escaped an abusive childhood in Honduras. And there was a story about a flood. She had to be helped by a stranger over a flooded river, had to be held out of the water by a stranger in order to survive when she was fleeing Honduras. Then she came to live in Canada where she met Ralph's dad. So the whole album is very strongly themed. If you imagine the emotions in that record, you'll understand why this song's so affecting. And I'm very proud to say that when they performed this live, because we invited them to support us around Europe, because we all love the music so much, got on with him like a house on fire, so that works, doesn't it? That's just a really lovely symbiotic relationship between Six Music and my band that I've found so many of my friends through this programme and vice versa, you know. Anyway, so whenever they played it, because we all insisted to play it because we all love it so much, I used to jump in and do one of the backing vocal parts as well. So The Acorn from Glory Hope Mountain, which you really should buy. It's such an amazing song. This is Flood Part 2. And you know what? I'm going to play another Acorn tune next week because they're just great.
Touch nothing. 'cause I think I've got this covered. Though my water legs are weak, I'm kicking like a mother. No, this water keeps up.
Part 2 by The Acorn, and I'll play another tune by them next week because they're great. This next tune by Gravenhurst is a really lovely, sunshiny thing, not dissimilar to the tune I opened the show with, the name of which I've instantly... Oh, The Great Lake Swimmers, wasn't it? Yeah, it's got that to it. I'm looking forward to summer. Bit of languidity, you know? A little bit of a hazy sort of psych feel to the music I'm going to listen to this summer, I think. This has got more than a soupçon of the Velvet Underground about the guitars, but just a beautiful little song in its own right. It's called Gravenhurst. They're called Gravenhurst. It's called Trust. And this is going out to Miss Yazzie Perez, who I'm sure you're all more than aware is the best knife fighter in London and also part gremlin.
Still, I have
Gravenhurst and Trust. If you missed the titles of any of the songs I play on The Finest Hour, you can, of course, go and have a look on my website. They'll all be listed after the programme. Going back right to the very first show. Yes. So, I was in Paris recently. The band did a load of promo in Belgium and Holland. Promo is promotional activity, playing on television, that kind of thing. And then I decided to go to Paris for a couple of days and hook up with some friends. And while I was there, I've been to Paris dozens of times, but never had time to walk around it on my own, really. You tend to see one area of the city when you're playing in a band in a place. And early doors were not really that successful in France, you see, for many, many reasons. We only play quite small venues there, so we always seemed to see Montmartre and nothing else. Anyway, I went on a bit of a pilgrimage. I'm a big fan of the concept of the In Paradisum from Requiem Masses. And the Requiem Mass is, it's something that a lot of composers do. It's generally speaking going to be played at your funeral if you write a Requiem Mass. And every Requiem ends with the In Paradisum, which has got to be the composer's musical version of heaven, you see. So whether they're men of faith or not, and plenty of people who are not Christians who've still written Requiem Masses, whatever you think, whether you believe or not, your version of paradise has to be contained musically in the In Paradisum. So I collect In Paradisums to see whose is best. Forêt's is very famous and very lovely, but my very favourite is this guy. Maurice de Rufflet died in 1986, but he was organist at Saint-Étienne-de-Mont in Paris, I think for like 40 or 50 years. His wife was a famous organist as well. And I really love it. I'm going to play you the In Paradisum in a minute. But just to let you know, what I did was I walked a good 45 minutes right up to where the church is on the map. And then I listened to the In Paradisum in the church, because that's the room he worked in for all those years. And I've been in a few churches in my time. I was brought up a Catholic. And they can be quite imposing and cold. But this one had so many windows that it was bright and it was warm, and I can just, and the organ was just extraordinary. It's like the most beautiful organ I've ever seen. So I'm going to put a picture of it on my website if you want to go and have a look at Maurice's organ, so to speak. Sorry about that. Here it is from Maurice de Rufflet's Requiem. Here is the In Paradisum. This is just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Can I recommend you do that then? Go and listen to Maurice's In Paradisum in his church, Saint Etienne de Mont in Paris. If you're ever in the area, it's because you can imagine him playing it for you. You can almost hear the room, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I didn't want to be a DJ. I got offered the gig at a Roxy by default. Punk came along and created a musical ground zero. Andrew opened the punk rock club and there wasn't a DJ. And I'd been playing music in the shop, getting a great response to that. And he said, Don, have a go at DJing. And I thought, hey, why not?
This is Don Letts.
I mean, it's how I live. I mean, I listen to music 24/7. I go to bed with the radio on. Culture Clash Radio reflects my musical journey, which started way back when and ends, well, it doesn't. And that's the point. Another thing I do is I try to embrace the new because I think we're duty bound to shine a light on stuff that might otherwise slip under the radar. You know, it's all got a place in my world.
Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
Sunday nights from 10.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
This next tune is the Bon Iver. It's beautiful. It's called Restacks and it's from the album Forever, Forever Ago. And it is just haunted and beautiful and all about gambling addiction, I think. I think that's what it's about.
Thank you.
Bon Iver and Restax from the album Forever, Forever Ago, which is such a heartfelt piece of work. I absolutely adore it. I'm with you till 4 o'clock. This is Grimes with Genesis. Great voice on this girl.
Mantra Luna.
There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Poop-a-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Replay, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Poop-a-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known.
Music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Tom Sanders. The actress Kate O'Mara, who made her name in 80s TV soaps, has died at the age of 74. She became famous for her roles playing powerful and glamorous women and made her name in the American show Dynasty. She stole many a scene, including this one with John Forsythe, who played Blake Carrington.
You didn't come in here just to say hello.
Yes, I did. I lusted after you before my sister stole you from me. Did you know that, Blake?
No, I didn't.
Well, how's that for today's bit of news?
About 30 relatives of Chinese passengers who were on the missing Malaysian airliner have arrived in Kuala Lumpur to demand answers from the authorities. They say they want an apology for alleged mishandling of the investigation. The US Secretary of State John Kerry is to hold talks in Paris with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov to discuss Ukraine. They're expected to discuss American proposals, which include a halt to Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's eastern border. PJ Crowley served as US Assistant Secretary of State under Hillary Clinton.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, acknowledged the obvious. The ability by the West of reversing the Crimean annexation is remote. So now the focus is trying to prevent Russia from taking further steps. In that regard, the more often you force a Russian leader to say, we have no intention of going into Ukraine, that has value.
The government has dismissed criticism of reductions to spending on defence. General Sir Richard Sheriff said the Royal Navy had been cut to the bone, but the Defence Secretary Philip Hammond said much of the criticism of government plans was nonsense. And the French people are voting in a second round of local elections. The governing Socialist Party is preparing for losses in hundreds of towns and cities. The far-right National Front could win control of a number of towns in the south. The centre-right UMP is also expected to do well. That's 6 Music News. The next update at 4:30.
This is 6 Music. 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6
Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Why is it so? Just looking at it from the window, only
That was The Bees and Lying in the Snow. What you can do with an out-of-tune piano, eh? Just sounds so cool. I love the album that's from. It's Sunshine Hit Me by The Bees. If you don't own it, it's a great album. It's a good place to start with that band. Quite an old one now as well, but a really, really good record. They're my featured artists, so there'll be another tune by them before 4 o'clock. Here now, though, a bit of Radiohead. I love them so much, and I rarely play them on the programme, and I can't figure that out. Why is that? Anyway, here's Nude. From the album In Rainbows, of course. An amazing band. R.M. Hubbard has got a new album out called Breaks and Bone. I'm fairly new to his material, but I love the last stuff he did. I believe he's Scottish, but check his playing out here. It's called Back Stacey, and he's going on tour soon. Have a look at his website for tour dates. Because, yeah, he's great. R.M. Hubbard, everyone. This is Back Stacey. Thank you. That's R.M. Hubbard and Back Stacey, and that's from the album Breaks and Bone. I think it's beautiful. New music on Six Music. This is by no means a new song. It's a song for Guy recommendation from Stuart in Northumberland. I've actually played this tune a bunch, but Stuart's request to hear it made me realise that I've not played it enough recently, or he'd know that I knew it. It's Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. It's an absolute beautiful song, and it's got a fascinating backstory. A very early hippie, one of the guys that sort of kicked off the hippie movement, really, a guy called Eden Elbez, or that's the name he gave himself, who was very much a vegetarian, lived in communes and all that kind of thing, wrote this song and appeared at Nat King Cole's stage door and said, do you want to sing it? Ended up being Nat King Cole's biggest hit. It stayed at number one for something like 13 or 14 weeks. It's really beautiful, really simple, and it's got a very innocent, wide-eyed message from a time that was just about to kick off the peace movement. Thank goodness that happened, eh? Here is Nat King Cole with Eden Elbez's song, Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Perfect Sunday afternoon music. Thanks to Stuart in Northumberland for reminding me of that one. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, and a stress recommendation rather than request, let me know why you love a song, let me know what it is, we'll go and find it, and if I like it, we'll play it. Try and pick stuff that you think I've not heard before, either because it's from a different era, or because it's from a different country. Yeah, challenge me. I challenge you to challenge me.
Six Music!
Hello, Craig's Trunk of Funk. Craig speaking. No, we don't have any Pet Shop Boys. Red Hot Chili Peppers. They did have some funky bass lines, but no. Hello? Oh, you want some funk, do you? And some soul? Well, you might have come to the right place. Soul!
Big beats, bass lines, banging, brass and boomer, bloom and loo.
We play funky soul music.
Familiar faces that just pop in for a chat.
Leslie Stansfield.
Good to see you.
You too.
It's all here in my trunk of funk.
The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
3 hours of the funkiest, souliest music around.
Catch up now on the Six Music website.
Six Music.
No, we don't have any housework.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter.
And the antimatter.
This next tune's a familiar one from Van Morrison. It's Cypress Avenue off Astral Weeks. Listen to how disastrously out of time the harpsichord goes. I can only think that whoever was playing it was ordering a pizza at the same time or something.
Well, I'm caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue. I caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue. And I'm conquered in a car seat. Nothing that I can do. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. But my heart keeps beating faster. Yeah, my feet can't keep still. And have the little girl drop something on the way back home from school. And have the little girl drop something on the way back home from school. And I leave for one bell, one and call me all I'm time of fool. Their bites and tongue gets tied. Every time I try to speak. But your tongue gets tired. Every time I try to speak. My inside shakes, that's like a leaf on a tree. Oh, wait a minute. Lord, there come my lady. Rainbow ribbons in her hair. Oh, Lord.
That's all we have time for this week. I'm going to squeeze one more out of my featured artist, The Bees, and it's a tune called Sky Holds the Sun, which should set the tone for you perfectly on this Sunday afternoon. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'll see you next week. Have a lovely day.
The sun.